This is an unedited and unscripted episode. It just follows from a debate I've been having on and off with a few friends about the merits and demerits of social media, especially at a time like this. All of us are battling a sort of solitude that we've been pushed into. And sometimes that solitude can even lead to what I like to call some sort of social solicitude or anxiety. Are we different personas on social media sometimes? Perhaps we are. Perhaps presenting ourselves in the best light for the rest of the world is the way forward at a time like this, when maybe someone or the other needs a little hand, a little step up, a smile. And why the hell not? I've met a lot of people who are very quick to dismiss social media. I know people find various reasons to do so. Some who are principally opposed to being on any form of media that puts them in the public eye, which is fair enough, thanks to privacy settings and the fact that we can control a little bit of who sees what of our posts. This is something that can be tackled. There are others who feel that social media often leads to a very unrealistic view of life, which is also right. I guess if you're always posting about how happy you are, or the places that you're going to, or the foods that you're eating, someone else who perhaps is not in that happy place or is not in that frame of mind might find it quite annoying to actually look at all your escapades. I read somewhere a long time ago that the sign of a healthy relationship is no sign of it on Facebook. So I have to say that I'm skeptical too when I see people being overly effusive about each other on Facebook, especially wishing happy birthdays and anniversaries, which it's my personal opinion, which gets a tad irritating. I mean, your children are in the next room, go tell them you love them. Why must you post all of that on social media? But then again, that's a personal view. As for me, if I was to be honest, I'd say that in many ways, the internet and social media saved my life, much as a lot of the doctors and people's prayers and my family and my friends did. My phone did too. For about 2 months, I remember not having my phone with me the whole time that I was in critical care. And I remember my sister and brother coming and asking me often that, do you want your phone? Do you want us to leave an iPad behind on airplane mode so you can watch movies on Netflix? I could download some stuff, my brother used to tell me. My sister would keep asking me that, are you sure you don't want your phone? You want to listen to music? Or you'll feel better if you're listening to music. And I would nod and then immediately just change my mind and say, no, actually, no, I don't want it. I was always worried that someone would steal my phone, or that someone would fiddle with it, or I would lose something, or someone would read a message. How strange it is that we're still trying to control things even when we are lying helpless during the worst weeks of our lives. I remember the day that I got my phone and I decided to keep it in the room with me. The first few days I used to ask my sister to carry it with her, and I would listen to music on it. She still has not forgiven me for asking her to play my really cheap Bollywood folder for the first time when I asked her to play music. It was the first song in that folder is Tip Tip Barsa Pani, and I think she was just super embarrassed having to play that for me, not just softly but fairly loudly so I could hear it, and then having a couple of nurses and physios walk in and give me highly quizzical looks as to what that song was even doing on a special floor for seriously ill patients. Well, that's just me. And after that, when I got my phone and I started using my fingers to hold it for the first time, I used to practice every day trying to turn pages of a newspaper, and the doctors told me that it would be a good idea for me to also use my phone because that would help me get back my motor skills. I remember just feeling like a teenager all over again, hungrily just checking messages that I hadn't seen in a long time. Some of the messages that I read on WhatsApp almost brought tears to my eyes because time seemed to have stopped on the 14th of June, 2019, sometime in the evening, which is when I checked the last of my messages. And though my sister had checked some individual messages to get numbers of my friends who she could inform and some colleagues who she could inform, she had, for the most part, left all my group messages untouched. And to try and rewind and go back to that day and see everything that followed in the 2 months since then, it was a highly emotional experience. And then, of course, there was social media. Somehow, suddenly, I had a window to the world, both literally and figuratively. When I moved to the room from the ICU, I had a huge glass window looking out over a lot of greenery that I couldn't even believe was a part of Delhi, as well as the Qutub Minar. It was the monsoon still, and I remember watching the rain, listening to music, and just asking my nurse to take a picture so I could update my Instagram status for the first time in 2 months. I remember posting on my Facebook a few days later what had happened to me, and then the outpouring of love and of goodwill and get well messages that followed. Suddenly I just felt as if I wasn't alone anymore, and I think that's the flip side to social media. At this time when we all are alone in our homes, trying to make do without some family, trying to make do without colleagues who are such an important part of our sanity, working from home, having to do a lot of chores on our own, not being able to depend on some of the things that we took for granted, I think it's our window to the world. It's a way of just shoring each other up and saying that, hey, you know what? You're not alone. There's a lot of us out there. And some of us thrive on social media. And as for the rest of us, well, don't we all love those forwarded memes? As a postscript, I think I'd like to add that I have become a shameless self-promoter in the last few months. As most of you who know me would have realized that suddenly I'm everywhere. From Instagram stories and posts to Facebook updates to the odd Twitter Twitter presence, even Spotify playlists, and well, this podcast, which will make its way to all the different platforms, just to promote a little more of myself. But what the heck, I'm unemployed, I am at home, we're all not going anywhere, and it's a fun way to pass the time. So as far as where I stand in social media, love it, love it, love it.